The Brigham and Women's Hospital surgeon and best-selling author, Dr. Atul Gawande, has a new high-profile job. He'll be running one of the most closely watched healthcare initiatives in the United States today. It's a company formed by Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan Chase. WBUR's Martha Biebinger explains.
The new company was formed to tackle the rising cost of healthcare. Here's Berkshire CEO Warren Buffett on CNBC in February describing the problem.
That really truly is a tapeworm on the economic system. I mean, it is eating up over $10,000 per person. Just think of that, $10,000 per person.
But Buffett acknowledges the reasons healthcare costs are rising faster than wages or inflation and faster in the U.S. than elsewhere are complicated.
It's going to take a terrific CEO, and that's our most important job by far, is finding that person. We're not going to compromise.
After a six-month search, Gawande is the man. He was not available for an interview. In a statement, Gawande says he's, quote, thrilled, but goes on to say, quote, this work will take time but must be done. The system is broken and better is possible.
Tapping Atul Gawande to head the new venture is a very positive sign. He thinks outside the box and he's very passionate about fixing what ails our healthcare system.
This is Brian Marcotte, CEO of the National Business Group on Health, where most members are Fortune 500 firms. There are few details about the direction Gawande and the new company will take, but Amazon and the other partners have mentioned using technology to improve care and lower costs. Marcotte says there's a lot happening with telemedicine and other types of virtual health, like physical therapy, chronic disease management, and mental health care monitored or delivered in the home.
Amazon's in many people's homes. The ability to maybe reach people through Amazon creates an opportunity to reach people in a more natural way.
There is some concern among business leaders that Gawande hasn't managed a large enterprise. But Dr. Don Berwick, a former head of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says that's not accurate.
Atul has a strong track record in implementation and management.
Berwick points to the lab Gawande started 5 years ago that is now a multi-million-dollar organization with patient safety and childbirth programs around the world. And Berwick points to a project Gawande finished last year that cut deaths after surgery in South Carolina by 22%.
He masterminded a project on safe surgery that's affected almost every hospital in South Carolina. He has the executive competence to do this job. I'm fully confident.
Amazon, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Berkshire Hathaway have pledged that Gawande will be, quote, free from profit-making incentives and constraints. Earlier this year, Buffett pledged to give the new CEO all the support they'd need.
And he or she will need it.
Gawande becomes the CEO of this not-yet-named company on July 9th. The headquarters will be in Boston. Gawande says he plans to continue performing surgeries, writing, and running Ariadne Labs, the research center whose work he'll expand on with this new job. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.